Daf Chof Aleph on the base, the third line from the top. Let us just look over what it says in the Mishnah, because the Gemara is mefarish each above in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kol shosh amuta lechil, macha lebehema lechaya leifes. That the pshat in the Mishnah is, it's going according to Ram Gamliel, Kol shosh amuta lechil, when a kohen is allowed to eat trume, that is shosh hamishis. So a Yisrael is macha lebehema lechaya leifes. So it is muta bahanoa for Yisrael. Umaycha lenochi, and then one is permitted shoch hamishis to sell to a goy. Umuter bahanosai. That's what we're going to learn now soon, that it's muter bahano, which is very repetitious. It's meichel anochi, it's machel abayim alachai loifis, vashteitzich, it's muter bahano. Ovos manoi, the Mishnah says further, after that man passes, osa bahanosai. Vlo yasik boitano bikirayim, and he's not permitted to use the chometz as fuel to heat up a tano b'kirayim, to heat up an oven. Let us see the Gemara. Umuter bahano. So the Gemara asks, pshita. It's poshet, it's muter bahano. If you say you're allowed to be machal abahima l'chay l'oifis, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. Sayin l'cha ano g'dayla mizu. So what is the Mishnah being moisiv that it's muter bahano? Pshita. So the Gemara answers, Leitzriche shecholchoi koidim zmanoi. It is speaking about that before the zman iser, before it became also bahano, let's say shoch hamishis, he singed it. And now the chometz is not edible. And so when the chiddush is, ukemash malon kidarov. Amarove cholchoi koidem zmanoi muter bahano afilu la'achas manoi. Rove said a chiddush that if he became nifsal, we'll see in Taisus, if he became nifsal may achilas kelev before the zman iser. So then the halacha is that when the zman iser is chal, the iser is not chal on this singed chometz. Because b'shas the chalais iser has to be chal, it doesn't have a teiras chometz because it's nifsal miachilas kelev. Let us see Rashi. Umuter bahanosoi kasal kedaitoch asho shemuter lechel koi. It's going on the show when the koin is permitted to eat it. So it's telling us that it is then muter bahano. So the Gemara asks pshite the amrit machel umoicha haynu hano. So it's poshet that it's muter bahano. So the Gemara answers loy tzriche. V'hai muter ala achaz man koi. They're speaking about achaz man isurei. Uchigoyim shechol choy bo'oir bo'ur yofe koidim zmani. It was singed very well. Shebotu taimoy umarisoy. Doesn't have any more a tam of chometz and a mar of chometz. So when this man iser is chal, it is not chal on, that is the chiddush of Rove, it is not chal on this chometz. Let us see Taisvis. Chol chay koidem zmanay, muta bahano af la'acha zmanay. Uchi goyim. So Taisvis says, when does this singeing help? Shenivsal milechel lekelev. That already before this man Issa was chal, it was nifsal melech lekelev, so it loses the shame chometz and gans. And the be'inyan achel lo yhavi shori, dum yed de pashe ipshe bepei rikame. We learned a pashe ipshe meachilas odom, and it's still goyi lachilas kelev, so it's mekabel to mes oichlem. So it seems it still has a shame oichel, since it was once roi l'achilas odom. So it loses the shem oichel when it becomes nifsal me'achilas kelev. So Taisva says, so we have to say that it is speaking about that it is nifsal me'achilas kelev already before the zman iser. Then that's the chiddush that it is muta. Le'idach gise, if it will be cholchoi la'achas manoi, that means if it will be singed as soon as after this man iser, so then it will not become mutter. It won't be mutter bahano, because as we have mentioned before, there's a svare by isurei hano that without the special din of kolan israfim afron muta, which we will again see later, without the special din, if one has isurei ano and it became efer, it became ashes, it still has to be also ba'ano. Because when I'm using the ashes, it's considered I'm deriving benefit from the iser ano which was existent before. So that davke cholchei koidim zmanei, that the iser ano was never chal on the chometz. But cholchei la'achas zmanei, then there was already chal on iser ano, so the iser will remain. There's a diuk in the Lashon HaGemara, Cholchoi koidim zmanai mutter bahano afilu la'achas zmanai, it's mutter bahano. Aber weistois ba'achila, it is also. The Rosh brings this down. That means even though be'etzem, it doesn't have a shame chometz, but it seems by eating it, he'd be machshiv the chometz. So memele, so davke bahano it is mutter. Achila is also. Aber zmanai also bahano soy. The next halacha we hear in the Mishnah is Avar Zmanoi. So lachayra, this is already Shor Shishis. Is also Bahanosai. So it's also Bahanosai. So now there's different Girsois. Just let's say what the way it says by us. Pshite. So it's Poshet, it's also Bahanosai. We have to understand what the Pshite is. So the Gemara answers, Leitzriche L'Shoyis Terabonon. It's telling us that in Shoyis Terabonon it is also Bahanosai. The Omar Rav Gidol, Omar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Omar Rav Yochanan, HaMekadesh, if a person will be Mekadesh an Isha, Mishay Shoy Solomailo, it's Mekadesh an Isha, Mishay Shoy Solomailo, Afili Bechute Kil Denaise, we'll see Klor and Rashi, what the Chiddush is of Chite Kil Denaise, and Choyshishin Likdush. Now this Gemara needs a large B, let us see Rashi and Taisvis. Ovels manoi also bahano l'shoyis terabono ochi garsinim. That the Gemara is just saying pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is telling us that in the shoyis terabono, which means shoshishis, it is also bahano. V'loi garsinim pshite. You can't say that the Gemara is asking pshite because the whole iser ano of chometz is not so poshut. The afilu bepesach itzach lashmina to tell us that it is also bahano. The Iker Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Shori Bano, Kol Shiva LeKamon. Later we're going to have in this Perek, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that Chometz is Mutter Bahano. So you can't ask Akasha that the Tana tells us that he holds it's also Bano, so it's not Pshite. So Rashi is Moichik the Pshite. No, the Gemara says Pshat in the Mishnah that it is telling us that as soon as it becomes Shoyis Terabonon, that it is also bahano. L'shoyis terabonon, kloima hai zmanoi, zman achilosoi mashme. That the zman achila, the Mishnah said, kol shor shemuta lechel for kahanim, which is the shor chamishis, is muta lahachil. Over zmanoi, so now if the zman achila passed, it is not shor chamishis anymore, it is already shor shishis. Ba'afilu shoshishis. Afilu it is shoshishis. That's the Ovar Zmanai. It's not shoshviyis. It is shoshishis. She'ein isuroi elo midarabono. The iser is only midarabono. Havi osa af bahano. It is osa afilu bahano. Now, the Poshit Pshat and Rashi, that what Rashi says, She'ein Yisurai Elamid Rabbonon, Mustama Rashi means to say, even though the Iser Achille of Shoshishis is only Mid Rabbonon, and we had, according to Ram Gamliel, Shoshishis was also Mid Rabbonon for Yisraelim. Afal Pikein, the Iser Achille did not bring with it an Iser Ano. There's a svara from the Pnei Yeshua, Afilu Chazal Asel, in Shochamishis, they asked al Shash, maybe he might make a toys, but they didn't want to be mafsedid legamri. So Lechay Rashi means to say, She'ein Yisurei Elamid Rabbonah, the Isar Achil is only an Isar de Rabbonah, so there's a svara to say, if they asked the Achil, they wouldn't ask the Hano, because they're mafsedid legamri. Havi Oser Afba Hano. It is also Osir Bahano. That is Mustome, the Poshet Pshat in Rashi. Perhaps we could say a tifer pshat in Rashi, nitznegeya to the sugya. Rashi and Dav Zayin Omed Aleph, this memra of Rav Gidl Omer Rav, here by Yosef and Rav Yochanan, amakadish misheishoy solomailo, ein choishish in likdushin. So Rashi explains why is it that ein choishish in likdushin, it's only chometz tarabona. How could the Rabbonon be mafkia a ishus minateira? Minateira, she's an ishus ish. Minateira, it's not also barno. And the Chachamim were mafkia the Kedusha. So Rashi answers on this kasha called the Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbonon Mekadosh vehefke bezden hefke. That they were mafkia the chometz. So it's not chometz shala Mekadosh. So therefore, that is why it is, she's ain't a Mekudeshes. Rav Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosher explains Rashi as follows. L'chayre, Rashi's kash is very difficult to understand. What is Rashi's problem? If Chazal asert chometz bahano, so it's worthless. So it's worthless. She's not mekudish. Why does Rashi ask a kash? How could the Rabbonon be mavkiyah the kedushin? Rashi has to say hefke bezen hefke. If it's also bahano, it's worthless. And Be'emison, the Ritvin, the Teisel Ben Eperet say that is pshat and Rav Gidl. Since it's also ba'ano midarabonon, so it doesn't have any shavis, it doesn't have any value, so that's why she's not mekudish. So Rab Shimon says that Rashi held as follows. Iser hano midaraisa, and iser hano, something that's also ba'ano minatoire is taka worthless. Doesn't have any value whatsoever. Iser hano darabonon is pshat is chazal cannot make the chayfetz worthless. It has a value. Chazal only tell us on Huggis, don't derive Hano from the Chometz. But they cannot make the Chayfetz, the Chometz, worthless. The Chometz has a value. Now it is similar, Ka'arye de Revi'alei. It is similar just like the Chachomim are standing here. The Chometz telling us, even though the Chitim are worth money, they can't make it, something that's worth money, you can't make it worthless. But they're telling us, you're not permitted to derive benefit from these chitim. So it is a hechetimtze that a person is giving an ishe money, a shavius, and someone's making that he can't use the money, but you're giving money. So therefore, Rashi held that she should be mekudeshes. Because Lamaise, there is a nesina samois, there's a nesina of something that has a monetary value. That was Rashi's kash and Dav Zayin. So Rashi answers, hefke bezden hefke. That Chazal were mafkir the momen from the Balachomet, so that's why the Kedushin isn't chal. And Rab Shimon explains, why did Chazal go to such an extreme? So he says, because Chazal wanted that this, if they're asking it bahano, they wanted it to have all the characteristics of Isurei Hano. And since they knew that their Isur Hano can't give it all the characteristics and all the halachas of Isurei Hano, because their Isurei Hano Kedushin would be chal, so they went out of their way that it should have all the halachas of Isurei Hano, and therefore they were mafke the chometz kedei that the Isur should not be mekudeshes. So memele, so that is why, that's the chiddush of Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl is telling us a meiridike chiddush. He's telling us a chiddush that even though it is only yasa bahanomi de rabbono, and even though anisano de rabbono should not be a cause to make that she's not an eishes ish, afal pikein eino mekodeshes, because Chazal wanted that she have all the halachas of a real iserano, and therefore they were mafkir the chometz from the Bala chometz. So it could be, that is what Rashi is saying over here. Va'afilu shor shishis, afilu the shor shishis, she'ein isu roi. His isa, it's only an isa and the gavres, elami darabonan. So therefore, it theoretically, it shouldn't be osa bano, the mit kedusha should be chal, avi osa raf bano. That means it's equivalent to isurei ano, even though his isa is only an isa darabonan. Havi osar af bahano, it is osar bahano. Or they gave it a din of Yisurei Yano. Mishay shoyz, al kolchacho mitchila sheish mashme. Shay shoyz means from the beginning of the sixth hour. Di la'ache sheish, the osar mideraise, if the pashas of the loshen of shay shoyz, the lamayla would mean, from the end of the Shoshishis, and that already is Shoshvius. The Ilaacha Sheish, the Osami Deraisa, my Osal Ashminans, what is the Chiddush of Rav Gidl? Pshita Dein Mekachin. Bisurei Ano, she wants to tell us by a Shoish the Rabbonon, that also Ein Mekachin. Chite Kudenaisa, Koshi saying, this is a hard Chite. What's the mail of a hard chita? A hard chita is not susceptible to become chomet so easily. Even though it is a hard chita, imbo lichshash chomets, if this hard chita came into a matzah that is a chshash, maybe it became chomets, kigoin shenoflu aleihem mayim, that water fell on this chita, also, so the chita is also. So this Rashi is also Moiridik Mechudishtik over here. So Rashi is telling us that Rav Gidl said a Chiddush, that it shows the Rabbonon, number one. And number two, he was Mekadish with a Chita that is not Vadai Chometz, Kshash Chometz. Water fell on it. And for some reason, we cannot identify, did it become Chometz or it didn't become Chometz. He asked Karov, what is it? The water fell on it. It was soaking in water for 5 minutes. The Rav doesn't know. Maybe it's chometz. Maybe it's not chometz. So Philip is only achshash chometz, ain't choishish in likdushin. Now this is zicher apelle. L'chayrev et shoyis the rabbonon, and it's a sofik the rabbonon. So l'chayrev you'd ask us, are you allowed to eat it? We'd say no, sofik the rabbonon lahokul. And Rav Gidl is going so far to say she's not mekudesh. We're speaking about an Eishish, Ishail of an Eishish, he's the rice over here. And Rabbi Gidl says she's not Mekudish, even though it's only Achshash, the Rabbonon, and the Chometz Kosher, which is not so easy to become Chometz. This is also very difficult to understand. It could be the reason is, the way we mentioned before, if the whole reason she's not Mekudish because Hefke Bezden Hefke, he says, Chazal were not mafker on a tnai. Chazal, if it is chometz, they wanted to make sure that the kedushin is chal, is not chal. So they were mafker already the chometz. It'll be a sofik if it's hefker or not, so it won't be hefker. Shtalam cheskes marikame. So Chazal b'toyres vaday were mafker the chometz. So could be that is why, could be Rashi l'shitosi, Rashi could learn this pshat, that even though it's only achshash chometz, Afalpikein, she's beteiris vaday eina mekudeshes. I saw that Dvar Shmuel wants to say a different reason why you don't say sofik the rabbono lahokal over here. So the Dvar Shmuel wants to say as follows, that you have chitim, you'll clear shoshishes, is it chometz, is it not chometz? You'll say sofik the rabbono lekula. You'll clear shoshvis on the same chometz, is it not chometz? You'll say sofik the raisa lechumre. You can't pask an ois, episode, this is already stiridik. You can't pask an ois, it's the same chometz. So since eventually we'll have to pask an ois, sofik the raisa lechumre, we'll have to assume that this has a teiris chometz, so memele, so chazal were consistent, even b'shor shishes, that it also has a teiris chometz. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says, ovels manoi, osel bahano. Pshite. So that was the Gilsa. Rashi loigoras pshite, do Rabbi Yosi aglili polik, v'shori chometz ba'ano kol shida. Rashi is not goyres pshite, because the samachlik is tanoim bechlal of chometz is also ba'ano. V'ein leforesh, and now Taisus wants to perhaps be miyashiv the Gilsa of pshite, Vein leforish pshite de osel bahano midiyuke de reishe. That's the Gemara's kash. The Mishnah says, kol sho shemuta lechel, machle bein melchai loifis, moichel enochi. When is it muta bahano kol sho shemuta lechel? So one could be medayik, so as when that sho passes by, when it becomes ois sho chamishis, it is osel bahano. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat that ovos mani osabano, that's meduyik from the reisha. So that's on the pshita. Bein lefosh pshita do osabano midiyuke de reisha. The derech hatane bekame mekoymes lichpeil estabov. You don't ask pshite. Amol the tane, even though you could be medayik this halacha, from the reisha, the tane wants to tell it us beferish. You don't ask pshite on something, on halacha you could figure out from a dik. But oit, and Taisa says, nafilo you'll say, afilo you will say that you could ask pshite, the loy mishani shapel. So what is the teretz? What is the teretz? So the emerson, the way we were saying till now, it's a meiridike teretz. The Gemara is telling us that it has dinei isurei hano, that she's not mekudish. That means the way we explained according to Rashi, that Rav Gidol's chiddush, that a mekadish isha b'shor shishis is ainu mekudeshes, is not poshet. It's right from poshet. I would think that she is Mekudish because it's only Ayyad Revi'olei. And Rav Gidol was Mechadish that Chazal gave it Hilchis Yisurei Ano as Aloche of Kol de Mekadish Adayit Rabbon de Mekadish and Hefke Best and Hefke. So if that is the Chiddush of Rav Gidol, and that's what the Yitter of the Seif is telling us, so the Gemara said, Amoyre de Keteretz. What does Taisa say? The Kash is, I can be medayik from the Reisha. What is the Gemara answering? The Gemara is answering that also ba'anose afilu gabi kedushin. That's the Chiddush of the Sefer. Weiss the Chois von Taisvis that Taisvis learned like the Ritvin, the Rabbeinu Peretz. The Taisa says, it's no Chiddush. If it's also ba'anose, it's worthless. This whole shtik teire that Rashi holds, Taisvis did not hold. So Memele, so Taisvis says, Vashteitzich, if it's also ba'anose, it is not kedushin. Taisis did not hold all this, that what Rashi was Moisef also, that's Achshash Chometz, all these things Taisis didn't hold. So Memela, so Taisis asked, so if the Kasha was that it's Poshet, it's Asabano, so what is the Teretz? V'nire, the Porich Pshite, so Taisis doesn't want to be Boichik the Pshite. V'nire, the Porich Pshite, Mishum de Tone Beperikame, the Surf in Chometz. The Mishnah says, and if you'd alif on it base, that may raima oichlin kol chomish v'serfim betchila sheish. V'serfim betchila sheish. Rabbi daima oichlin kol arbe v'toilin kol chomish v'serfim betchila sheish. So that was the previous perik. Alma osel bahano. So from the first perik we see that the Mishnah is told that it's osel bahano. According to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, you don't have to burn it. You just have to get rid of it. So you give it to a kelev, you can sell it to a goy. And if the Mishnah in the first perek said surfen means you get rid of it in an oifen of destruction, Not in a constructive oifen, you can't give it to a caliph. So you see already from the first page that we don't hold a kabiyasi aglili, we see that it is osa bahano. So we see it's osa bahano by sheish already. So why does the Tana have to tell us, ovos manoi osa bahano? That's the pshita. But really, Taisvis left us hanging in the luften. So we know from the first page it's osa bahano. So what's the teretz? So what's the teretz? So over zman yosabanosay pshite baitem et Rav Gidol. So what is the teretz? What's the teretz of the pshite? From the Marsha, he seems to learn pshat and taisvis as follows. In reality, surfim betchila sheish, the Marsha says, means in reality you have to get rid of it. You have to start, surfing really means mevarim. You have to get rid of it. Betchila sheish, you have to start getting rid of the chomets. Mevarim. Now, why did the Tana use an expression of surfing? Really, you don't have to get rid of it through sefer. Rameh doesn't hold b'yachayim b'yachomets ala sefer. Because he used the lashon surfing because eventually you have to get rid of it. It'll be osa b'hano. The Mashem says as follows. According to Rabbi Yossi Glili, a person has to get rid of chametz. From Shoshishis and further. How does he get rid of chametz? If he has a dog, that's a wonderful way to get rid of the chametz. He gives it to his dog. So the Tane would never say a lashon of seufin because that's a misleading lashon. The halach is you have to get rid of it. But you can derive benefit while you're getting rid of it. So the Tane would never use a lashon seufin. According to the other Tanoim, according to Rav Meir, let us say. Let's say Rav Meir holds that chametz is also bahano misha shviz. Or let's say chametz is also bahano from Pesach. So the Tanoim could have been marich, and the Tanoim could have said as follows. The Tanoim could have said, you know, the sixth hour you should give it to a dog. The seventh hour you have to burn it already. But since he didn't want to go into the particulars, so he said, since Lamaisa, it's oimid l'sreifa, not the sixth hour, the seventh hour, so he said a loshen seufin, but from the loshen seufin, it's not muchach. It is not muchach that it's seufin is dafke. Seufin means that you're not always permitted to derive benefit from the chometz while you're destroying it. But seufin does not necessarily mean that the sixth hour, you also are not permitted to have an offer from it. Could be chapt on the loshen of seufin because he's speaking from the sixth hour and further, and from the seventh hour and further, or from Pesach and further, his zicher will have to be seiref the chametz. So he said already, a loshen klali seufin. So from the Mishnah in the first Perek, it is not muchach that shoshishis is also bahano. Could be the loshen seufim is lav davke. It was the chapt on the loshen seufim because afterwards there will be a din of seufim. So he said seufim already. So that's what the Gemara tells us. Leitzriche pshita, leitzriche leshoyis the rabbanon to tell us that the sixth hour also is bidavke. From the seufim, I know he holds that it's also bahano. Eventually. After the, from the seventh hour. But I wouldn't know that the sixth hour is also bano. So he told me, he is coming to tell me that in the sixth hour it is also bano. And that is the chiddush of our Mishnah. That the seufim of the shoshishis is also meduyik. Not that the seufim was used because it's coming to include shoshviyis or teicha pesach when it is then also bano. The Mishnah says further, v'lo yasik boy tanu v'kirayim. The Mishnah said that one is not permitted to use the chametz as fuel to heat up an oven. Fact the Gemara pshita, it's also poshet. If you're telling me that chametz is also bahano, so v'shteitzich you can't use it for fuel. So the Gemara says, Leitzriche elo l'Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar ain biyel chometz elo sreife. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only way one is to kaim the mitzvah biyel chometz is only through sreife. Sal ke daita chamine hoyel v'omar Rabbi Yehuda mitzvah say besreife. Since the mitzvah is besreife, bahadi de kosorif leilis hanimine. So since the mitzvah is reife, so I would think, while he's in the middle of burning it, he should be permitted to derive benefit from it. Kamash malon, that it is also. Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara too much. Rashi just explains, pshite da amret also bahanose. Let us see Tosfos. Bahadi de kosorifle lishane mine. Mishum, so Taisvis says, what was the hava mine? Like this, looking at the Gemara is very difficult to understand. Rabbi Yehuda holds and be a chometz al eschaifes. I would think, since that's the only way to get rid of the chometz, I would think, since the mitzvah is beschaifes, you're allowed to have hano. So kan shayla ben mayin shmita leitzah halsina. The mitzvah is beschaifes. But chometz is also bahano. What havamina would there be that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the mitzvah is besreif, I would think you'll have to have hano from it. What does one thing have a shaykhis with the other? He's doing a mitzvah, but it's also bahano. So Tosfos says, Mishum del Rabbi Yehuda, da omar chometz besreif. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds chometz is besreif, afrei muta. the sanya be perik basra de tmure kol an israfim afron muta. There's a mishnah in Seif Tmure that says any iser hano that there's a mitzvah to burn it, so the halacha is the ashes are muta. As we had mentioned last week, the mishnah is telling us a gevaldika halacha. Kol an nisrofin afron muta, kol an nikborin afron osa. For example, basar b'cholov. Basar b'cholov, there is no mitzvah to burn basar b'cholov. Basar b'cholov is osa b'ano, but there's no mitzvah to burn it. So the halacha is, if a person burnt basar b'cholov, the ashes are osa b'ano. And we explained last week that why are the ashes osa b'ano? Not because it is now basar b'cholov, it's not basar anymore, it's ashes. Now the reason the ashes are osa b'ano is because these ashes are gidulei isurei ano. Since these ashes came about from isurei ano, without the basar b'cholov, I would not have these ashes. So if I'll use the ashes, it's considered I'm deriving hano from basar b'cholov. Therefore, kol hanikborin afron osa. Af al pikein, the Mishnah says, kol hanisrofin afron muter. There's a chiddush of the Mishnah that if there's a mitzvah of sreifa on this Isurano, so then the din is, kivin shenases mitzvoso, if the mitzvah was neskayim and the Isurano, so the Isurano falls off. That's the loch of kolan israf in afron mutra. So that's yesoid aleph. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the ashes are mutra of chometz. According to the Rabbanan, the ashes are also. Because sal kedaitach, therefore I would think, Bahadi de kosorif le lisane mine. So therefore I would think that he's permitted to have hano from the heat while it is burning. We'll soon see in a minute what the habamin would be. But let us go a little further. Avol le rabbon. But according to the rabbonim, the ain mitzvah say besreif, according to the rabbon, until there's no mitzvah to burn chometz. Vahava min hanigborim. So chometz is min hanigborim. Tamrine peg basra de tmure afronosa. According to the chachomim, chometz is min hanigborim de afronosa. Upshita le didhu de bahadi de kasorof le osa le honeis mimen. It is poshet, according to the chachomim, that you can't have hano from the chometz while you're burning it, because if you look after when it becomes ashes, the ashes are also ba'hano. So memeila, there wouldn't be any havamina whatsoever that while you're burning it, you should be able to derive benefit from the heat, from the fuel of chometz. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there'd be a havamina that you should be able to derive hano from the chometz while you are burning it. Now let us elaborate for a few minutes what the havamina would be, and why lefiya emes it is osa b'hano. There's a machloikis weiter in the Gemara between Rebbe and the Rabbonon. And the machloikis is, if you have wood that is osa b'hano, and you go and bake a bread on this wood, does the bread become osa b'hano? So there's a machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbonon. Rebbe says, Yesh shvach eitzim bepas, that the pas, the bread that was baked, came about through eitzim, through the Yisurei Ano. So therefore now to derive benefit from the pas. Yesh shvach eitzim bepas. That means the pas is kain gidulei Yisurei Ano. The pas came from Yisurei Ano. So memeila, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the pas. Yeshvach eitzim bepas. That's the svara of Rebbe. The chachomim hold ein shvach eitzim bepas, that you're allowed to derive benefit from the pas. Now, what is the svara of the chachomim? So Tosfos further, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, says that the chachomim hold that the eish comes from the mashehu hanisraf. If the eish that came about from the eitzim came, that means after the eitzim got burnt already, then you have fire. The fire comes from the mashu hanisra. So the fire is always coming from Eifel. The fire is always coming from Gecholim. And since the halach is kol anischof in afran mutter, so if I have a bread, the bread is not coming from the eitzim. The bread is coming from a gachelus, from eifer. Ein shvach eitzim bepas. It's not the eitzim that made the pas. It's the gachelus that made the pas. It's the eifer that made the pas. So therefore the pas, but the eved is not osur bano. That is the sheet of the chachomin. And Rebbe holds, yeshvach eitzim bepas. He holds that the eish comes from the bien. That is the machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim. If the BN, if the Eitz Ha'osel Ba'ano is also mishtatif in the Asiyas Ha'esh, or the Eish comes from a Gecheles. That's, we have a machloikis Rebbe in the Rabbona. So according to, so now we could learn one way in our thesis. We could say that the Havamina would be that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be mutter, because we paskin like the Rabbonah, we hold ein shvach eitzim bepas. So the heat is coming from the mashu and nisraf. The heat is coming from the gachelas. So therefore, I would think bahadi dikasorif leilis haniminei. So it should be permitted to derive benefit from the chomitz while it is being burning. Because when it is burning, the hanos is coming from the gachelas, from the eifel. So I would think it's mutter. Kamash melon. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? So we could learn one way that the Tana of a Mishnah holds like Rebbe, that he holds yeshvach eitzim bepas. That is the chiddush. That is one way we could learn pshat. That lo yasik by Tana v'keraim is also min haTorah. There's another way we can learn pshat. Tosfos says later that there's a difference between Eifer and Agacheles. Eifer is mutter legamri. Agacheles midarabonan is also. Bishla gabi gecholim, it's mutter, but lechatchili not allowed to be mishane from Agacheles. If you cooked it b'diyeved, the pas won't become also. So Tosfos says avot that Agacheles is also midarabonan. Midarabonan Agacheles is also. So memele, so we can learn shat in Tosfos as follows. That I have a havamine, since the age is coming from the mashu anisraf, it should be mutter legamri. It is kamash melon that no midarabonan chazal asad it. Chazal asad that you should lechatchila have a no from agacheles. And this Tosfos says really on daf hei amud aleph, Tosfos says for hodis nan bepeirik kol shol yasik baitano vikirayim. Hainu midarabonon. It's only also midarabonon. Tosfos brings down gabi ola bishla gabi cholim divehakala pas muta. So Tosfos, if the pas is muta according to the chachamim, so why aren't you allowed to be masik baitana v'keraim? Hainu midarabonon. He says midarabonon chazal asad lechatchile to derive benefit from agachelas. So memela, so that's pshat the mishnah lo yasik baitana v'keraim. That midarabonon Chazal did not want him lechatchila to derive benefit from a gecheles, since it is not eifer legamri. So that's the second mahalach, how to learn pshat in Tosfos. Omar Cheskia. Now we're going to go into a sugya that's going to explain how we know bechlal that chometz is also bahano. Omar Cheskia, minayin lechometz bePesach she'osa bano. How do we know that chometz is osa bano in Pesach? Shenema lo ye'ochel chometz. Chometz should not be eaten. So the Tzidub said lo ye'ochel chometz. Lo ye'ochel chometz. Lo ye'heboy heter achile. Now what does that mean? Let us see Rashi. Lo ye'ochel. Midikorinen lo ye'ochel. Aloshen nifal. Mashme lo yehei boy heter hamevi lidei shum achile. That means this chometz should not enable you in any way to eat something else. What does that mean? Ustam anois lidei achile heim boys. Normally, kolam al odom lefiu, Shlomo HaMelech says in Kehelet. Normally, a person works in the And the benefit he gets from his anois, he has what to eat. Ustam anois l'dei achila heim bois. Shiloikeach bedomim dvar machel. So the Pasuk is telling us, is loye ochel, from chomets, you should make sure it is also for you to derive a heter hamevi lidei achile. You should be unable from this chomets to be able to eat a steak. So what does that mean? It means it is also to sell this chomets and to have money to order to buy a steak. So that's lo yei ochel. Shaloi keyach bedomim dover amachu, so you should not use this chomets to bring for you a heter achila. So the pasuk is asering chomets bano. Taime de kosav rachmone lo yei ochel chomets. The Torah said such a loshen nifal. Holei kosav lo yei ochel, if it would not have written lo yei ochel, avamine isa achila mashme, isa rano loy mashme. Then I would say it's only osa b'achile. It is not osa b'ano. That means lo yoichal means iser achile. Lo yeyochal means iser ano. Uplige deravabo. But before we go further, it's kedai to mention one ha'ore. There's a shaila in Rabbi Kivega, in the Tzlach, that we're learning chometz is also bahano. Now, by all isurim, we have a shir. By achila, the shir is a kezayis. What is the shir by hano? Is the iser, one is not permitted to have hano from a kezayis? Or is the iser, one is not to have hano of a shavapruta? Usually hano is the ruler of hano is measured in monetary values. So is the Issa a Shove Pruta of Anno or a Kezayis of Anno? That's a Pshashayli. Is Lachayre, Lalocha Bekevege says the Issa is B'Shove Pruta. But according to Cheskiye, the way Rashi explains Cheskiye, Lachayre, it's Muchach like this, because Rashi says the Issa is that Lo Yei Ochel Sheloi Keyach B'Domim Dvar Machel. That's the Posik is telling you, you should not use the chometz as a means to purchase something. That is the lo yei ochel. So Zichah speaking about purchasing, Zichah speaking about monetary values. So memele, it's mistava to say, Tachsimit Esfasemis says this, that according to Cheskiye, the shir will Zichah be a shove pruta. The isaran will be a shove pruta. Let us go a little further. That is Cheskiye. Upligi de Ravabo. The Omar Ravabo, komokim shenema lo yoichal, lo yisoichal, lo yisoichlu. You don't need a special, nikud of yeyochel. If it says, lo yoichal, lo yisoichal, lo yisoichlu, echad isar achila, echad isar ano bemashme. Lo yoichal automatically means isar ano. Ad she yiporet lecho hakosuv, kideret she poret lecho benevela. Unless the Torah will be meferish mat, the sanya, lo yisoichlu kol nevela. The Torah said, you're not permitted to eat nevela. So that's an issa achila. Then later it says, leger asher bishorecho titneno v'achole, oy mocher lenochi. Before we go into the sugya, but the pashtus advorim is, we have to understand the posse. The Pasuk is telling us one is not permitted to eat nevela, and then the Torah is telling us you can sell it to a goy. Now, if I state I can sell it to a goy, for what reason shouldn't I be able to sell it to a goy if there's only an Issa Rachila? So Rav Abo learned out from this Pasuk that we see that without a heter, without a beferish heter, even though the Torah only said loisoichlu, with Leisoichlu, automatically it would be also Bahano. And therefore the Torah to tell us a heter, Mochel and Nochi, it is permitted to be sold to a goy. So that is the Raya from this Pasuk. Let us see Rashi. Achi Yifreid Lecho HaKosuv Boy Heter Hano, Kiderech Sheporat Lecho Benevela, like the Torah was Mefarat Benevela. Shloya kosuv bo el lo loy soichlu. The Pasuk said, Lo Yisoichlo, Vehutzrech La'atir Abano. And the Torah said, you're not allowed to eat it. And the Torah says, and you're allowed to sell it to a goy. Bano Kirsiv, I mochel enochi. So why is this heter necessary? So we see, from the heter, if there's a necessity for a heter, so we see what the Lo Yisoichlo means. Lo Yisoichlo will automatically aser Bano, and I need a Pasuk to be mater Bano. Before we go further, there are two oifanim how to understand this memra of Rav Abo. One oifan, the Chedushi Aran says, Rabbi Kivege demands, that really, when you learn Chumash, Laisaychlo means Isarachila. Laisaychlo means you're not allowed to eat it. Va'afal pikein, I see that the Torah is b'mata b'ano. So I see from this that when the Torah asad b'achile, the Torah also meant to asad b'ano. Torah meant, not that's the taitch of leiseichle. Leiseichle means achile. But from the heter ano, I see that the Torah, whenever the Torah asas b'achile, automatically the Torah wants to asad b'ano. Let me just tell over the Loshen Aran. Ein ze mashmuso de lishne. Not lo yoichol means you're not allowed to have ano. Ela da posik bo le galois. The is megala. The whole lav de kivosei, wherever it will say a lav similar to this lav, mitzri bano, so automatically there's an iser hano, afo pishaini bechlal loshen achila. Lo yisaych lo means you're not allowed to eat it. But I have a gilui from the posik of Nevela, whenever the Torah asad achila, the Torah also meant to aser hano. So it could be very well, according to this pshat, Malkus you won't get on Hano, because the Torah didn't mention you're not allowed to have, and there's no love on Hano. I only have a gilu yakro that whenever the Torah asa dachila, Hano would also be also without a heter. But it's not muchach that there's a love. That's one way to learn pshat and Rav Abo. There's another way to learn pshat and Rav Abo, that Rabbi Kivege says from the Mishnah Lemelech, that Leiseichlu, the Torah says Leiseichlu means you're not allowed to eat it. But Pshatn the Pasuk in the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, and you're allowed to sell it to a goy. So why do you need a heter mechire if the Torah only asked achile? So Pshat is perish the Leiseichlu hainu hanoas achile. The Torah did not ask the maisa achile. The Torah asr da hano that one gets from achile. Ucheilu oma. This is keilu. The pasuk is telling us loisehene ba achile. You shouldn't derive benefit from chametz through eating it. Vuhu adin kol hanois. Any other hanos also was ela de tofsa hano de shchiche b'machol. This is from the shchiach dikahan. This is from the shchiach dikahanois. So it comes out the posik is asering hano. The posik beferish. Loi soichlu is a moshel. It's like the loi sene. He's telling you a moshel. What's the normal hano? The normal hano is achila. So the iser is take hano. Hano is achila. The iser is hano is achila. According to this malach, mistava should be that you should get malchus on hano. Let us see Taisvis. Komokim shenema lo yoichal. Vim toima, yehenene mechometz bepesach bekores. So if a person derives hano from chometz and pesach, he should get kores. To aksiv ki kol oichal chometz v'nichrisa. Whoever eats chometz should get kores. Now Taisvis kashe lechayre is very much dependent on the two mahalchem. If we learn according to the way the Ran learned Pshat, Leiseichel never meant Hano. Leiseichel meant Achille. Now I have a Gilu Yakro. that whenever the Torah asked ba'achila hanos also was so what's Tosfos kasha? Ki oichel means achila, and I have a gila akro by a lav of leisoichel. So what is Tosfos kasha? So the Ran answers Tosfos kasha. Stakan itchver. That's how the Ran emphasizes Tosfos kasha. So we see that Tosfos l'chayra learned like the way Rabbi Kibbeger learned. That Rava Bo held when the Torah said lo yisoichel, the Torah is not asking the maisa achila al tzachila, the Torah is asking lo yisehene al yedei achila. The iser, it never was an iser achila, it's only an iser hano. An iser hano, but achila is one oifen of having hano. So memele, so ki chol oichel chometz, we also should say like that, whoever is nene from chometz, v'nichasa. I maybe you'll tell me ain't a chinami. It's like according to Rav Bo, you'll get chorus on a noim. Ken lekamen the boy ma'ike ben cheski la Rav Bo. Later Gemara's going to ask what's the nafkamina. Leimadike ben nayu ho. The nafkamina is if you'll get chorus. Oy marid lo yoichal v'lo yisoichal yafina mi lo yisoichlu avol ki koloichal lo yafina mi lo yisoichlu. So Taisu says no. This mechudish tiketaych. That lo yisoichel means you're not allowed to have ano al yedei achila. That you learn out from the Beila, which says a lot lo yisoichlu. But ki kol oichel we learn pashup shat. Ki kol oichel whoever eats it will get koris. So here the koris is on the mais achila, not on the ano that one derives through the achila. Now let us go further in the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Leger Hashem Bisharecha Titnen Levacholo Oymoche Lenochi. That what? That one should give it to a ger or sell it to a goy. The Snebeila. Ain li yala Leger Benesina Lenochi Bemechire. So I would think it's only permissible to give to a ger and to sell to a goy. Leger Bemechire Minayin. How do you know it's permissible to sell to a ger? Tamad loy malager Hashem bisharecha titneno oimocher. So the oimocher goes back. That you're allowed to sell it to a ger also. Lenochi benesina minayim. How do you know you're permitted to give it to a goy? Tamad loy mal titneno vaachola oimocher lenochi. So it comes out that Chazal is telling us that titneno vaachola oimocher goes on ger and goes on nochi. Nimseis oimer, echad ger ve'echad nochi, bein b'mechire, bein b'nesina. You're allowed to sell or give to both of them. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda oimer, devorim kichsovam. Rav Yehuda holds no. You'd learn the pasuk kipshuta. Leger b'nesina. Ager, you're only permitted to give. Lenochi b'mechire. Agoy, you're only permitted to sell. And fakert, the Torah asad mechira leger, and the Torah asad nesine lenochi. To understand a little bit the svore of Rabbi Yehuda, so lenochi b'matone, we can understand that abchin av lo yisichonem, you have to sell it to the guy, you don't give matones to a guy. That's why the Torah only was matan mechira, not matones. Why did the Torah ask a mechire to a ger? Why did the Torah, what's wrong by selling it to a ger? So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say a very interesting svarim. The ger b'nesine is speaking about a poor ger. So a poor ger, so lahach yoysa, you're allowed to give him a nevela. He's a ger toisha, he's mutter b'nevela, so you're allowed to give him a nevela. But a ger that can afford to purchase a nevela, he's a little bit more well-to-do, you don't sell him nevelas. Fakert le such a taisa navaydezara also, a ger taisha, we have a potential that we're hoping he'll be megayer himself legamri. He took the first hurdle, he went over already. He's a ger taisha, he's not a neved avaydezara. So we would like that eventually he should be megayer himself. To stuff him up with nevelas is not ideal. So therefore, if he needs it, the Torah was matter nesin amatonet ager. Lach yoisei, the Torah was matter amatonet. But if he doesn't need it, if he wants to buy it, then we shouldn't sell him or encourage him to eat nevelas. That's how the Pnei Yeshua is mevayer shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's go see how the drushes go. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that it is dafke like that? That the ger ben nesinon nochi b'mechias. He says, Yisal kedai tach yidoma rameya. If the drush is like rameya, lichtem rachmona leger asher bisharecha titneno va'acholo u'mocho. If it flows, if mechira and nesina flow, and it applies to both, so let it say u'mocho. Oy lomoli, shmamino ledvorem kechsovom. So it's coming to tell us that bedavke leger benesina oy lamochi nachi b'mechir. Rameya, no, take both are applicable by both. No, oy, why does it say oy mochi lenochi lahagdim nesina deger lemechira denochi? But the pasuk is telling us that it is preferable to give a ger a matone than to sell it to a goy. That's the oy. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it zorich kro, given the ger at the mitzuvah lach yoisai, v'nochi iyat the mitzuvah lach yoisai, it zorich kro svoru. It's a svoru that one should be magdim, nesine de ger, le mechire de nochi. Agavuchet is a moiradike toisvis, the mesechtes avoidezor. Toisvis in avoidezor asks a moiradike zach. Say according to Rameya, say according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person has an avela, so he can go and sell it, he can go and sell it to a goy, or you should go and give it a matana to a ger. So the Torah says, you know what you should do? I mean, an avela, it's a behemoth died, it's $1,000 affair. The Torah says, you know what? Give it to the ger. Shema shamayim. Fekach teisves, v'chi im yeshle la'odom chayfetz linker, itnenu leger, koidim shimkerenu la'akum. Where do you see such a daisak? I'm more of the gazach though. He has something, he can sell it, he can make money from it. And the Torah says, give it to the ger. V'aloi afilu b'Yisrael ha'mitzvah bekach. There's such a thing. People go out of business about, I mean, besides that, I mean, there's such an inyan, you shouldn't sell it, you should go and give it away. And the Rabbi says, it's a svore, it's a lach yoisei. So Taisus has a very interesting teretz. V'yeshloimer davke nevele she'enei shove eladova mu'at li Yisrael. Shloihoyu akam mitzuyim beineyim. Lager hi shove harbe kishar bosa. So Taisus says that that we're speaking about something that when he sells it, he's not getting the true value. There weren't too many goyim. There was a very low market. I mean, so he's selling something, he's getting a tenth of the true value. So he's losing. He's losing with the mechira. So the Torah said, for the small, minute profit you're gaining already, I mean, you're not getting profit, Rabbi Zofkeret. You can get a little of the shavius of the nevela, but the true shavius, forget about it. You lost it already. So it's kedai better to give it to a girl. This, according to Rameya, learned out from a posik, and Rabbi Yehuda knows this misvore. Zogt Rashi. Tamuloyma leger titneno vacholoy mocha. Dorish le ager. וכן לגבי נוחי נעמידרש תתננה ואפולוי מוכר לנוחי. דבורם כחסובם, כך מצווסו לא יתננה לנוחי ולא ימכרנו לגר. אוי, לא שנחילוק. ויקר המאיר כמקרו דטובהיו הגר וטובהיו הנוחי לא נכתוב אוי. להגדם נסס רבי יסד, להגדם נסיני דגר למחיר לנוחי. אם יש גר ליתנו לוי, נסינוסוי קיידמס למחירוסו לנוחי, והי גר בגר תוישב קומה, שקיבל אולוב שלילה ואיד אקום ואיכל נבלס. גר אתה מצווה לך יויסוי, דחסיב גר בסוישב החיימוך, הספורי. מספור אנו יוידים שנסינוסו לגר קיידמס. If the halacha would be that everything is mutter, and so then misvor, I know you have to be magdim nesina leger. Dechi is a ger mitzvah. Avo mechira lenochi my mitzvah ike. Vitzterich kro lechalek. Therefore, the oi comes to tell me not to be magdim. No, velesa elitein matana lenochi elimke nevela leger. Zog toisves. Lichtoiv rachmone titnena vacholo umocha. So Rabbi Yehuda tainet, it would be according to Rakir Meir, So it shouldn't say oy mocha, it should say umocha. Mashme di abakosav hochi. That means when there's a vova chibu, so you darshan, that's how you darshan. And then you also dash, then titneno v'acholo umocho l'nochi. V'chein beizeh neshech, the Gemara also darshans like this, gabi neshech v'tarbis. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, as kaspecho leisitin v'neshech v'marbis leisitin ochlecho. So the Gemara says that the love of neshech and the love of tarbis apply side by kesef and side by macho. As kaspecho leisitin loy v'neshech uv'marbis, and in neshech v'marbis leisitin ochlecho. So you see that when you have two inyonim in the middle, they go on side as cholos aposik and side in the seif aposik. V'hod amrine b'kedushin v'rabonon isal kedaiter kabyesi aglili lichtev rachmone neseiva tokum v'hadarta tokum v'hadarta p'nei zokim. If we hold a kabyesi aglili that is a mitzvah skim and a mitzvah hiddur side by a seif and side by a zokim, so the Torah should have repeated itself. So instead of said, Neseva, talk about Dalta, B'nai Zokim. I asked you, we see that Fakert, that if you have something in between, so Fakert, it goes on both automatically. Haini mishum de loshen vo Dalta lo shayich amipnei, de loshen pnei lo shayich atoku. So the mail it there, you can't say it goes on both. Because it doesn't say vo Dalta, it passes vo Dalta mipnei and tokum pnei. So Mamela, that's why if it goes on both, the Torah would have to repeat itself. Hanach Kroy, the Eila Machro, says Oro Mocho Mishakodim Bekom. Here we have a psukim which we don't know how to read the psukim, if it's going further, it's going backwards or forwards. Ein in Yonam Lekam, the Hosom Motzi Koi Adalael. The pasuk could go on the previous part of the pasuk, oy alatachas, or it could go on the second half of the pasuk. Avol hoche tavayu leimotzi kaime agel lechude ayanochi lechude. But here, that means here there's no suffix. That means it's zicher going on ger, it's zicher going on nochi. So memele. So if I know that it is going, that the milim are going on both, so then if there's a vav achibur in between, so I say that both milim are going on both. Masha'en came by the psukim, koi de'ele machro, it doesn't have to go on both, it can go on one, I don't know which one. Begbeis des vochim pligitan loiga, bivilokach hakoyim bidam achates batzboi venosam. It says a three-way machloikis. Iki demuki etzboi alekiche v'loy anesime. That the lekiche has to be be'etzboi, not on the nesime. Mishum tapashti dekroi koi lekiche de lefona. V'iki demuki lo anesine de lacho v'loy alekiche. Mishum demashkachas beduch dachrite v'lekachta midam apo v'nosat al karnis hamezbech be'etzbo ekos. I see the koi etzba nesime. So Taisus means to say as follows, that sugya has no shaykhis at all with our sugya. Our sugya Taisus touched up, pashta dekro is going on both, that means, mechira zicha going on a goy, mesina zicha going on a ger, that's for sure, and you have avov achibu, so I know that the milim bentayim, so the two outer milim are going on the two noisim, the one before and one after. So memela, so since it's a vav achibur, I say that all of them are going on before and after. Masha'en kein, this gemorin zvochim, the pashte dikro is going on v'lokach. Lokach koi midam achatos be'etz boy. That's pashte dikro. Finished. So that's pashte dikro. So the one on the yom says, so lekich has to be be'etz pa. Another man, the Omer says, you don't reckon with Pashta Dekro, since I have a Gilu Yakro, that Nesin is Be'etzpa, so I say that's Machia, that here, that the Be'etzpa is going on Venosa. So he holds the Iker is not Pashta Dekro, the Gilu Yakro. There's a third tanda that holds, we combine both. We combine Pashte with Gilui Akron, therefore we say it goes on both. But Al Kaponim, that machloikis has no shaykhis with Asugya.